Well, hey there, this is Clint Beachwood, and this is A Day at the Beach podcast number 130. Ooh, it's been a while. It's almost 2 months since I recorded 129, but I'll explain why as the show progresses. But in the meantime, I'm going to try to squeeze in 19 songs into this one-hour podcast, so no time to talk. I'm going to play a brand new song by Satan's Pilgrims. No, it's not Let's Go to the Beach, but it is Satan's Pilgrims, and they have a brand new album out called Sinistero. Love this album. It's available on both vinyl and CD. I'm going to play Creep Beat. This is podcast 130 of A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
Well, we just heard the title track from the Spytones' new album, Over the Moon. Kind of giving you a wide variety of surf music here on the podcast. That's always been my goal. Before that, it was El Místico doing Unmasked Luchador from their seven-song album, Surfing Like a Monster. From the Netherlands, The Hague, to be more specific, the Tonomats did Cara Mijion Burro from their Panoramic 200 album. And Satan's Pilgrims got things going on the podcast today. Well, I have a giveaway. It's a new album by a band called Mr. Growly. In fact, I started the podcast with one of their songs last time around. And what you need to give me in order to receive a copy of this brand new CD, 10-song CD, is tell me where this band is from and the name of the song I played on the last podcast. Both pretty simple. Minimal research to win a pretty cool album here. If you like this kind of stuff, they are sort of a grungy kind of surf band. They're certainly not smooth and mellow like what we're hearing in the background. I'm going to play Awkward Pause by Mr. Growly up next. You'll get a good idea of what they sound like. If you like this kind of stuff, be the third person to contact me, okay? I usually go with the first. This time I'm going with number three. Send me an email, contact me on Facebook, Guitar 101, however you want to do it. Great thing about the internet, everything is dated in time, so I know who comes in first, second, and then third. I have another one to give away on next podcast, so if you don't win this time around, let's try again next time. This is Mr. Growly, a song called Awkward Pause. Thank you. Well, we just heard the Atomic Bellevue doing a song called Agent Hombre from their album Le Bout. Or if you run it through Google Translate, it's Le Gue. Oh, those French Canadians, huh? Anyway, the Atomic Bellevue, no doubt named after hockey legend Jean Bellevue of yesteryear. The Illuminators, they're from Sweden. They're going to be playing the Surfer Joe Festival later this month. From their new EP, Desert Rocks, we heard a song called Momento Amarela. Before that, Los Deformes, I think they're from Spain. They did a song called El Rock and Roll del Cupracabras from a self-titled album. And Mr. Growley back there doing a song called Awkward Pause, and a self-titled album by Mr. Growley. All right, let's head on over to Argentina with a band called Los Olympics. A couple guitar players, no bass, no drums on this, sounding a little bit like the Duotones, but they're doing a song I guess they dedicate to all the babysitters out there. The song is called Babysitter from a self-titled EP, Los Olympics.
Thank you.
Well, some cool, high-powered music there from the Baja Ribas. They come from Switzerland. The song was Moi from Outer Space, and it comes from their album Tell Me a Story About the Baja Ribas. Fairly new release by these guys. Again, another new album to me, and I think it's a new release by Dr. Phobic and the Phobic Tones. The song is called Autophobia, and the album is called Mellophobia. And this is, I love this concept of this album. Every song on the album is a phobia of one type or another. And we just heard Autophobia, which is the fear of being alone. And the album is entitled Mellophobia, which is the fear of music. So clever, clever titling by Dr. Phobic and the Phobic Tones. Before that, it was Los Misterios doing a song called Emisario Galactico from their El Instronauta album. And before that, it was Los Olympics doing Babysitter from a self-titled EP. Well, the reason I haven't done a podcast for the past 2 months is that my wife, the lovely Sue Beachwood, was diagnosed with colon cancer. Yes, it's true. And it was found on a colonoscopy. It was caught fairly soon, and they did surgery. They took out a little section of her large intestine, and the tumor had not grown beyond the wall of the intestine. All the lymph nodes associated with that section of colon were all negative. So with all that involved, the good news is that she doesn't have to go through any chemo or radiation therapy. So we've been dealing with that a little bit, and several doctors and hospital visits, and she is doing much, much better. I generally don't talk about our health issues. It's not something I do, and it's kind of private, but I wanted to let you know. And for those of you who might have heard, I just want to make sure you know that she's doing great. She feels much, much better, and she's just going to have several more colonoscopies over the next several years, so just to make sure it doesn't come back. But the good news is that she doesn't have to go through any of that nasty chemo and radiation, which I'm sure several of you have, if you haven't gone through it yourself, have had loved ones to go through that, and it's pretty nasty. Anyway, let's play a new song here by The Cruncher from Germany. A song called Spanish Gypsy Dance. Thank you.
Christmas!
Well, we just heard Mr. Twist doing the Surfin' Salami. They're kind of a rockabilly band out of Germany. From here in the United States, the Catatonics did Pressure Wave. They're releasing a new CD, new album later this month called Swamp Terror, and that song comes from that new album. Amphibian Man did Crossing the Red River. They come from the Ukraine. The Aircats band from Russia did Neon, that sort of disco surf combo. I'll leave your opinion on that to yourself. I kind of like it. Garagoom is the new album by the Aircats band. And the Cruncher did Spanish Gypsy Dance. This is it for podcast 130. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for your support for Sue. Those of you who passed along well wishes, she appreciates it. She appreciates it very much. Good luck winning the CD. And thanks to Ted Banks, who passed along the Gilbillies album that you're listening to in the background. Two songs to wrap up the show. Retro Frugute is out of Brazil. We're going to do Maldadido Mambo from their Cha 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 album. And then Los Freneticos from Argentina is going to wrap things up with Surfin' Caravan from their El Sonido Que Pardura CD. Thanks for listening. Until next week, or next month, or next time. Adios.